Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is a seasoned business expert with over 12 years of experience in global markets. She's also a board member and major shareholder of EA3W.com. She's also a leading media, which is a leading media company in China. And she's also the founder of Blockchain Media and Blockcast CC. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the stage with a warm round of applause, Ms. Jenny Zeng. Jenny.
Thank you, Amar.
The stage is yours.
You've been an amazing host today.
Thank you so much.
You're on the stage. I hope I can be just like you.
Well, I'm sure you're much better than me, Jenny.
Thank
you're the
you.
Co-founder of one of the leading companies in China.
Yeah,
I've got a long way to go.
Oh, this lighting and audience make me a little bit nervous. So it's been an amazing stage. I've been learning a lot today. So since we have already a lot of like experts talking about the technology, so I will just do a little summarize on the events, the big incidents that happened in 2022. 2022 has been a very eventful year. There are so many things happened. It's been a very long, painful bear market, and the market keep on going down. It go on like it's go down from like 69K to like 15K, 80% down, and there's no bear rally, none of that. So it's very painful. Many of our peers, they left the industry. And also because of the big collapse of FTX and the big firms, and also because the fall of FTX, there is a FUD, so a lot of the traders, they left the industry and they withdraw all their assets from crypto. It's been bad, but now it's going better. Okay, from the beginning of the last year, there is a huge NFT boom. NFT has been here for a really long time, since I think from 2017, the CryptoKitty. So it's been here for a really long time, but it didn't, you know, boom until 2021. And in 2022, it goes up to the peak. I still remember I joined Bybit at January last year. And any, you know, whenever we do a NFT launch, it's sold out within like 5 seconds. So we got a lot of complaints. Like they say, like, oh, why, you know, I waited for so long, but why I cannot purchase a NFT? That's how heated the market is, you know, the early this year. So we see a lot of like success in this collections. Most of them are art and PFPs. We see CryptoPunk, Apes, Azuki. And one of it I want to mention is the Ukraine DAO. We never before seen a, you know, country, a nation did a NFT and raise money, raise funds for a war or protecting itself from a war. So I think it's a huge step in NFT. And there are like more attention pouring into the NFT industry is a good sign. Although now it's going down a lot, but now we are seeing you know, more and more projects. They are no longer just PFPs and images. They have utility attached to it. So actually, this ecosystem is going is getting bigger. Although the price is going down, but the builders are keep on building, so we can still have faith on it. Oh. And the next that caught our attention is the whatever to earn, like starting from the move to earn, play to earn, the GameFi summer begins right after the NFT boom. We can see it started from Stepn. Stepn, the move to earn is huge. Is there any one of you own a Stepn shoes? Oh, so many. I'm so surprised. You guys are professional audience. So Stepn, definitely the first one to start this whatever to earn heat. And then after that is a GameFi, I would say a GameFi giant, Axie Infinity. And But you know, although the X to Earn is very popular last year, but many of the users, they get into the game just to earn the token. They don't really like the game. It's not playable. It's boring. But in this year, 2023, we're seeing a lot of those Web2 giants, gaming professionals, they are getting to the industry and they are building these AAA games. So later on, from this year, we can see more GameFi project to be play and earn, not play to earn. So I'm really looking forward to that. And we cannot escape from this one. For 2022 is huge because I've been hearing about this Ethereum 2.0 since I get into the industry. It's been like for five years they are talking about this upgrade, but it take them so long. It's been delayed and postponed like for so long. Like I thought it's gonna happen in 2020, but it ended up to happen in 2022. So with this upgrade, Ethereum network, which is the biggest public chain in the world right now, they upgrade from the POW to POS. Because before, crypto has always been criticized about, you know, we consume too much energy because of the proof of work mechanism. But now we change to POS, so it will be more environmental friendly. So I think like before I talked to a lot of artists, especially in US and Europe, they choose not to use Ethereum because they think it's not environmental friendly. I think it's time for them to switch back. Oh, and one more thing. After this Ethereum 2.0 upgrade, now I think in next month there will be Shanghai upgrade. After Shanghai upgrade, there will be a lot of like token releasing after that. So if you hold your Ethereum, next month will be very crucial. So pay attention to that, because there will be like more than like 50K of Ethereum leaking to the market every day. So it's huge. Let's keep an eye on it. Yeah, long painful bear market. Although it's a long painful bear market, but we still see the NFT boom and the GameFi summer. So you know, generally the market goes down, but still on some sectors like NFT and GameFi, it still goes up. So so a lot of people, they leave the market at bear market. It doesn't make sense because, you know, some of the sectors, they are doing great, even in a bear market. The bear market started here from the Terra Luna collapse. It's been on the news, so I will not expand a lot on this, but this is huge. Just like $40 billion blow up with, I think in a week. So it really expanded my imagination. I never thought a crypto can go down 90% and then 90% and then 90% and then 90%. You know, it did happen before, but not for a big, huge project like this. So it went down from, I think, more than $100 to 0.00000, like whatever. So you have always have to, you know, stay informed, stay alert. Why? You know, because a lot of the KOLs, a lot of the influencers, they spot the risk before the collapse. Just like the gentleman who's sitting on the front row, Mr. Andy, I've been following him on Twitter. He's been warning his followers about the collapsing of Terra Luna. So if you are following those like big influencers, you can, you know, avoid many of those like risk and loss. So stay informed and stay alert. You know, even like a top 10 project can go broke like within a week. And after the Terra Luna incident, there's a collapsing dominoes. Like right after, those like big centralized platform, they broke down. like we never imagined. Like BlockFi, they are huge, and 3AC, Three Arrows Capital, they've been the star for so many years, and like they just collapse overnight. So, you know, we always say that don't trust human, trust the technology. You know, like a lot of people put their like life savings in these centralized platforms, and then it blow up in overnight. But if you put your money in like a decentralized platform like Curve, Curve is still safe. You know, after the collapsing. Oh, I always click the wrong button. And following the collapsing of ACE and Luna is the biggest news of the year, FTX incident. I didn't expect, you know, the second biggest exchange to close down without even a fight, without even a struggling. They just give up so easily. I don't really understand why. So in, like for those centralized exchange, it really bring up a lot of alerts, you know, to the like exchanges and to the users. And right after this FTX collapse, you know, all the centralized exchanges, they're releasing their proof of reserve to their users, and the rise of the DEX. We can see DYDX, Uniswap, they are going strong. They are taking more market share. So this, like before FTX incident, like almost like 95% of the users, they trade on the centralized platform. But now many of them are switching to decentralized platform. Why? Not your key, not your token. And this proved it. The next big thing that is the hacks. There are so many, like I will not explain one-to-one. There are like the biggest must be the BNB, the BNB bridge hacks. It break the records of the bridge hacking. And let's not talk about those like big hacks. And there are like small hacks happening every day. And those hackers, they are so high profile hackers. They're after they hack this project, they even leave a announcement and saying that, ooh, I just did it. Sorry, but next time you have to be more careful. So how can we protect ourselves from those hacks? First, I'll say like, if you are a newbie in this industry, maybe this decentralized, 100% decentralized thing is not for you. Because you know, to connect this decentralized wallet to this platform and that platform and do this approval, and that is very difficult. And during this process, there's a lot of risks. But maybe if you're a newbie, you want to try the centralized platform with your ID and password, and then try to like learn more. After you learn and educated yourself, and then you try the decentralized platform, and never click on any links. Now, even from the official site, the links could not be safe. Just like I think last week or 2 weeks ago, Azuki official website, official Twitter were hacked. So even you click on the link of the official Twitter, it could be a phishing link. So always be careful, stay alert, stay informed. Number nine is the regulations going strong. Just like our previous speaker mentioned, that the US government, I think, is trying to unbank all this crypto-related business. So we see a lot of like moves, especially from the US government. They are trying to regulate this industry. I think most likely because of FTX. FTX is bringing us a lot of trouble. So in this year, the regulation will only go strong. It will not go loose. We hear those kind of like warning or there's new laws, regulations all the time. So it will only go strong because we're still at this very baby stage where it's very gray. But as we develop, there will be law and regulation. I think maybe that is, it must be a good thing to protect the users. Oh. Ah, the last big thing that happened in 2022 is the rising of Web3. We hear a lot of Web3 things. A lot of famous people like Snoop Dogg and Paris Hilton here, they say they are getting into Web3. And one big Web2 giant in China, and he wrote on his Weibo, which is kind of like Twitter in English world, he said that I'm getting into Web3, and teach me. So there's a lot of people, famous people get into Web3, and Web3 has become the buzzword for the 2022. So it brings more attention, but just like the other speakers had mentioned, Web3 is still kind of like, the name is Web3, but it's not there yet. Web3 should be like decentralized, but now the so-claimed Web3 is more like Web 2.5, but we are getting there. Now, summary, we see there's a like bad things and good things happen in 2022, what we should be looking at in this year, 2023. The first one is the mainstream adoptions. Mainly is a CeFi plus DeFi thing. We see a lot of governments and traditional financial institutions, they're adopting DeFi into their system. Like the DBS from Singapore, they are announcing that they are doing this plus DeFi stuff. Although we don't know what it's at yet, but it's a good sign because the traditional world is including it into their picture, so it's a good thing. The second one, we mentioned it previously, like the regulations is going strong. And number three is related to the Ethereum 2.0. So there will be like after the Shanghai upgrade, there will be like more like focus on the sharding and layer 2 EVM stuff. So maybe this year it will be a boom for the layer 2 project. We don't know, but we can keep our eye on it. I think there will be a very good chance. And the next is the security issue, because there many hacks happened last year. So platforms, they are doing more to protect itself, like Bybit. Before, like we have this auditing process on all the tokens and NFTs, but now we not only do it ourselves, you know, we audit those projects, but we also ask a third party to audit. So we are being more careful. We don't even trust ourselves. So because you see like those big giants, they fall down because they're overconfident. So we are using a lot of third party to do the cross check. So, and I think it happens also in other big companies. And the last but not the least, AI. Because the ChatGPT, everybody's been talking about it this month, this few weeks, everybody's talking about it. And all the stocks and coins that related to AI, they skyrocketed. So maybe in this year, we will see an AI boom. Maybe there will be projects that come out, like they use AI plus Web3. Maybe creators can get onto a platform and then they use AI to create their NFT. They just provide an idea and then they can have this whole collection. They don't need to do the design. They don't need to, you know, it's a save on the labor and you just need to have the good ideas. So maybe this year we can see more AI projects coming out and AI plus Web3 project come out. You know, in Bybit NFT marketplace, we already had many of these AI projects listed. I think the end of last year, we already have some, like they are performing good. this year, it will go like bigger, I guess, because it's only the beginning of the year and it's already catching the attention of everybody. So last but not least, stay informed, stay alert. Stay informed because there are always new things come out every day. So when a new technology or new thing come out, there are opportunities. Be alert because opportunities come with risks. So like you want to protect yourself when you are seeking for opportunities. Thank you.